This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, just get rid of it.
Okay, let me turn this around a little bit. When you look, Mr. Speaker, at the prospects for the Trump presidency, what do you fear the most?
That they will lose their nerve. I mean, look, they're going to arrive in Washington, and for them to be successful, they have to stake out positions that Donald will not like and the left will hate. And my deepest concern is they're going to arrive, and you're going to have the Greens going crazy over at EPA and Interior. You're going to have the government employee unions going crazy about civil service reform. You're going to have the teachers union going crazy over school choice. And these are pretty non-negotiable. I mean, if you're serious about school choice, there is no agreement with the teachers union.
You're worried that you get squishy with the TE.
I'm worried that when they realize how big the problem is, that they decide that they're just going to do the best they can and give in.
Well, you ask the word, what do people fear the most? Is that he will never rise to the occasion. And that's what people fear, because we've watched him after winning the Electoral College. We've watched him continue to attack, to demonize. We have not seen this bigger, larger presence of the next commander-in-chief of the entire United States. Okay. Look, but guess what? I still have hope. I have hope. I believe that one day we might see a new Donald Trump emerge. I'm not putting any of my money on it. But I do believe that perhaps he will wake up to the fact that he's president of the United States of America.
Okay. I got to tell you, I was really surprised, Scott, here that Donna Brazile was even on this deal. But, of course, it's ABC with George Stephanopoulos, who's his show. I'm surprised they're letting her back on. You know, CNN took a big, giant step back. Now the network is embracing her. I think she needs to be put on the bench for a while for what she did. I mean, I think she's talented. I think she's a gifted lady. But, man, there's no mea culpa. There's no, let's come back. Hey, I'm sorry. You know, I did this kind of stuff. I mean, she, what she did in this election process, I mean, you know, I don't want anyone to hear anything about what Putin did, supposedly may have done. I don't know yet. We still don't have due process on that. We don't have all the facts together in that situation. But no doubt, I mean, the DNC was hacked and she was exposed big time, and now she's given place on a national stage. So I don't understand this.
I think what she did could have been just as detrimental to any of the speculations of what Russia did.
Of course, it added, it exacerbated the problem of it being rigged, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And it was.
She also did something right there that I love, and the Democratic Party is really good at this. She didn't say he won the election.
Yes.
It's he won the Electoral College. Well, that's the election.
That is the election.
he won the election.
Yeah, you know,
rather than saying, you know, since he's won the election, he won the Electoral College. Well, that's the election. And right. what they do, and they're really good at this, is they change the words, and they make it so the word, you know, now he didn't win the election, he just won the Electoral College.
Right. Well, you know, and the thing is that then what happens is they get everybody into the weeds. Anybody that has a brain, they put into the weeds, because then they go, oh, wait a minute, come on. You know, first of all, that wasn't the objective, winning the popular. It was winning the Electoral College. That's what it was all along. I mean, even on this show, when they kept talking about popular vote, remember, I would say many times, I hope somebody's paying attention to the Electoral College. Well, thank God Trump's team was, and here it is. They were able to make it work in their favor. Not to mention the fact that, let's not even talk about California. I mean, a friend of mine the other day, we were talking, and he was, there's the Hatfields and the McCoys in his household over this situation, where his wife has just emphatically said, you know, Trump's not my president. He didn't win the popular vote. You know, I mean, this is the narrative. It's all the whole issue of invalidation, and we'll talk more about that. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you had in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop me.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. Happy day after. Hope all is well. We've got the New Year's resolutions already fastened down, do we, huh? Oh, my goodness, I'm telling you. You know, and today is National Weigh-In Day. I wonder how many people in America, I mean, just a curious number, actually go in and look to the scale today. I mean, it's the start. It's okay. We've got our resolutions in place here, and we're all going to check and see, all right, where do we need to be? And I would say to you, let me encourage you, don't be thinking in terms of 50 pounds, unless you're going to do some kind of radical situation where you're going in for surgery and stuff. Let's just do a couple of pounds here. Let's say 5 pounds, all right? And you'd be surprised what a difference, you know, even 5%, you know, can make, or 5 pounds or whatever. You know, there's something magical about five. It gets the ball rolling. It's reachable. In fact, I had a friend of mine do the math because, I loved math as a kid, but I was never one of these, hey, let's get into calculus and trigonometry and all this other stuff. But he has nothing better to do. So he figures out this stuff. And he tells me, he goes, Bill, you know, the big difference between, with Major League Baseball players, between making big money and really big money is only 5%. And we're talking about offensive players, guys who hit, okay? And because these guys lead to winning the game, which is, to Scott's point, is what it's all about. I mean, it's not about a popular vote. It's about winning the game. And winning the game is, of course, the Electoral College. You know, backing it up, you do have to have hits before you can win the game. But that is the goal. You got to win the game. And so he tells me, he goes, look, the only difference is 5%. 5% is all that these guys do, which means one more hit in 20 at-bats than everybody else. That's the difference between making millions and mega millions of dollars in baseball. And so I equated that everywhere else is that whether in business or whatever you do, all you got to do is be 5% better than your competition, and that makes a big difference. It's discernible. And okay, and I know, and let me bring Dan on, because I'm philosophizing here just a bit and taking care of a little bit of his time. Dan Perkins is with us. Always good to have Dan, foreign policy contributor to DailySurge.com, TheHill.com, master writer, terror analyst, and author of the Brotherhood of the Red Nile trilogy. Mr. Dan, how are we doing?
Good morning and happy new year, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you. Happy new year to you. You know, we're just talking about the 5% difference. You know, a lot of resolutions come into play about this time of year. Understandably so. It's a new slate. Hey, look, let's start afresh. And in fact, even on the calendar, I mean, there's National Weigh-In Day. So I wonder how many people are going to actually step on on the weight machine and decide, okay, how much do I weigh? And some people get crazy and say, okay, I'm gonna go and lose 50 pounds, you know, or whatever. But I'm just saying, hey, let's just do 5%. Let's go and, just go for 5%, take it easy, and we'll sneak up on it, huh?
Yeah. And if we can get Mr. Trump to take care of 5% of the terrorists and get rid of them, we start off the year in a good way.
Yeah, we do that, 5% of the taxes. I mean, just 5% all across the board. But, you know, Newt Gingrich was talking about earlier, Dan, I don't know if you heard his comment about, Donald Trump losing nerve coming into this administration and having to deal with the reality of the greenies and the spirited unions and all this sort of thing. And
right.
immediately what flashed to mind is that maybe Donald Trump, well, he's got Arnold Schwarzenegger doing his, you know, now batting for him on his television series. Maybe he needs to set him aside and say, okay, now tell me the absolute hell that you went through in California because you thought, right. as a businessman, you were going to be able to go there and straighten it out, and you found out real quick that that wasn't the case.
Right, right. I think the, just a point of clarification there, Bill. What Gingrich said, he was concerned, not that he was concerned that Trump may have to capitulate to the radical left. He didn't say he was going to. He was right. just raising a concern. And that's another example of the mainstream media creating a false narrative in the headline and not not accurately reporting. It's just like the Russian situation with Putin and what Obama is doing in terms of suspending and expelling the individuals. He said that the article about the election was that perhaps not actual, but perhaps the Russians had hacked the presidential election. Then Mr. Obama said in around December the 9th that he thought it was impossible to hack the election because it's so decentralized, and as a result of being decentralized, he didn't think it was possible to hack the election. But if you read further, what he's talking about is the hacking of the Democratic National Committee emails. And WikiLeaks said in November, no, we didn't get the information from the Russians. We basically got it from an insider inside the Clinton campaign. So we have to still have to be very careful about the reporting and look at things with a cocked eye when it comes out of the mainstream media. You know, what are they really saying? What is their agenda?
Your point's well taken here, Dan. And the thing is that what President Obama is doing is nothing different than when Donald Trump did. He asked the question and he brought it to the forefront. And he did it with hyperbole. He did it with suggestion, which was no more than what Bernie Sanders has done. And if you remember what the mainstream media, you know, suggested, well, how dare he? He's challenging the veracity of the, you know, of the whole process. And now you have the president saying, and then in yesterday's talking points, the Democrats came out and said, well, let's be clear. We do not believe the Russians affected one vote whatsoever. So now they're back to protecting the integrity, to your point. So they're confused and convoluted on this deal because they've raised an issue, but it's not going to be satisfied until it goes through the process. And you have, in fact, you know, people looking into this and saying, okay, here is the exact, here's the proof. You can't throw stuff out there and suggest stuff and then say, in the name of national security, I can't tell you, but I can tell you this. And, you know, that's not right.
Yeah. And I read an article this morning where Obama is now under enormous pressure before he leaves office to substantiate the justification for what he did with the Russian people that he expelled. And as a result, so far, nothing's come forward. So it's this whole issue of throwing out stuff that's not, excuse me, Bill, it's not true. And then
But Dan, let me stop you for just a second because I want to. This comes back again. I mean, to me, what Barack Obama did amounts to Bill Clinton firing off a Scud missile out in the desert. I mean, so what? What did he do? What did he accomplish here? Oh, so he closed down a couple of apartments that the that weren't absolutely critical to the Russians. He sent these guys home on vacation for the holidays, basically, because they're going to come back. And, you know, so what's all that about? And then you have Putin saying, you know, I'm not going to respond in kind. Surprise, surprise. And so now you've got the Russians going high, Barack Obama in the name of Michelle Obama going low. Go figure, huh?
Right. Well, and I wrote a piece that was in I'm on the road headed back to Florida. And I talked about the two other things that were questionable. One is the fact that the United Nations passed this censure resolution on Israel And the first time in the history of the United Nations on that resolution, America didn't show it. They
exactly. Well, Dan, we'll pick it up from there. We've got to go to break right now. Bill Martinez here, live at 15 after the top of the hour.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Olé, 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 olé. Olé, 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 olé.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, for those of you who are still celebrating the New Year's, I mean, hey, we'll just keep it going. We'll just keep it turned down just a little bit for you. Hey, welcome back. Happy New Year to you. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Talking with Dan Perkins. Hey, Dan, thank you very much. I did get Peter the Little Irish seal, and I got the book and the seal. My grandson's going to love this. It is absolutely terrific. And I know my daughter as well, because she gets, you know, she gets the blessing of being able to read the book to little Jackson, who, by the way, people have asked how he's doing. He's doing really great. He goes in for the heart operation. He was born with a hole in his heart. But I got to tell you, he's been doing great. He's almost up to 15 pounds. The doctor saw him the other day and said, oh, my gosh, he's doing so great here. And but they already had to put a stent in his heart earlier. And after they did that, he settled down. And he's just been thriving, doing really well. He's rolling about, very active. If you didn't know, you wouldn't know. So we've been very blessed, and we continue to pray that all will go well. Of course, our daughter, Dan, as you can imagine, I mean, she is just, you know, she goes, Dad, I go from being calm and trusting that God's in control to then being nervous. And I said, honey, that's just, it just goes. And that's why we have prayer, because that calms us down. But again, the book, Peter, the Little Irish, what a great story. Great idea, by the way, Dan.
It's been very well received. And if people, there's a special offer only available on my website, danperkins.guru, which is a combination of the hardcover book and the little stuff plus seal, for $25 plus shipping, and 10% of the proceeds goes to Songs and Stories for Soldiers. So go to danperkins.guru, and you'll see on the homepage the special offer for Peter the Little Irish Seal, and it's a great way to start the new year by helping a soldier.
Yeah, exactly. And Songs and Stories for Soldiers, if you're new and new to the show, and maybe you're just hearing about this, it's a 501c3 nonprofit. I've joined with Dan and come alongside and supporting the effort. This is to help our vets deal with PTSD, sleep deprivation, and suicide. And you know,
right,
the suicide rate, anywhere from 20, 22 a day of our brave men and women are falling to PTSD and sleep deprivation and the effects of, you know, going out and fighting the good fight for us, and they're committing suicide. And,
right,
you know, Dan, God bless Dan and his wife and the rest of the team that have gotten, you know, they're all in. And I want you to know,
yes,
that I'm all in as much as I can be to support this effort. And, you know, I endorse it. I'm pleading with you, if you can, check it out. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us. Become a partner. Join with us to help our vets. It is a great program. Each vet is given a MP3 player that has thousands of stories on it, music, and then they have the ability to download so they can pick and choose from a plethora, I mean, a library that's extensive, whether it's movies stories on audio, music, and the whole gamut. It is a terrific deal, and what a blessing for soldiers. And so team up with us. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us, and of course check out Peter the Little Irish Seal. You're going to love it. And like I say, you get the plush toy with it right now for $25, and knowing that 10% will go to support Songs and Stories for Soldiers as well. Well, Dan,
yes,
we got about 6 minutes left here, so let's talk about the situation with Israel and what Barack Obama did the first time ever. I mean, it's been said that Barack Obama will be noted in infamy as the first and only president to this date to not be in support of Israel.
Right.
To be the anti-Israel president, basically.
Right. And that's not a new statement. His actions during his entire tenure as president has been absolutely anti-Israel. But what I wrote about in the piece yesterday on Constitution.com is that what Mr. Obama is trying to do with the vote on Israel, with the Kerry speech a week later about going back to the 67 border, what he did on the Arctic Circle drilling for gas and oil and limitations on the East Coast of 3.8 million acres of land. All of these things are part, I believe, of an overall strategy to try and distract Mr. Trump from his agenda and make him deal with those issues, whether it's Russia, whether it's Israel, whether it's the oil or whatever it is. And who knows what he's going to do in the remaining 18 days of his presidency, but he's clearly trying to put Mr. Trump in a corner and on purpose. And the Israeli vote is another example of why he's trying to create tension that's going to distract Mr. Trump from other things that Mr. Trump might do, like eliminating Obamacare and dealing with his legacy. So he's trying to, as I said in another show this morning, Bill, as you know, I've been managing money for 44 years.
Mm-hmm.
And time to time, in my consulting practice, I have people who want to try and manage their assets from the grave by putting limitations on who gets what and when. Mm-hmm. And almost always it never works. And I think Obama is trying to manage the Trump presidency as he leaves by tying him up in all kinds of controversy that he won't have time to really work on his agenda.
Well, you know, to hear what President Obama said to David Axelrod, I would agree with you, Dan. I think that's part of it. The other part of it is just the character and the worldview of one Barack Obama. Barack Obama, mm-hmm. from day one, believes he's the smart. I mean, he believes this. I mean, he believes he's the smartest guy in the room, that he has no peer. And what he sees for the world, I mean, if he could be God, he'd be God. And because he could take care of everything. He'd take care of the Muslim problem. He'd take care of everything right across the board, that all the injustices of the world, that he, if it was his world and he was in total control, and the injustices as he judges them to be unjust. Not that anybody else, but he and he alone, and any other theoretician that's hanging around with him in the faculty lounge that wants to talk about this stuff. He really believes that's what's driving him. Consequentially, right now, yes, it looks like it's tying the hands of Donald Trump. And maybe some might say, well, you know, this is absolute genius that President Obama is doing this. But maybe it's somewhere, as some have said, there's a fine line between genius and insanity. And maybe that's where we're at.
Yeah. I think if you look at the three things that we just talked about, the UN vote, the oil issue, and Russia, I think that Mr. Trump can come in very quickly. And I said in my piece yesterday, the first thing I think he'll do is invite Benjamin Netanyahu to the United States as quickly as possible. I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't talk about reconnecting relationships with Israel in his inaugurational speech.
Mm-hmm.
As it relates to the Obama invoking the 1953 law and all of the rhetoric from the left that you're seeing in the newspaper, how difficult it's going to be for him to change that. Well, in reality, Bill Clinton did the same thing through an executive order, and as soon as George Bush got in to office, he rescinded the executive order. So a lot of it is hyperbole on the part of the left press, but I think he can very quickly dispatch. I think he'll invite Mr. Putin to a meeting somewhere, maybe in the United States. I think he can deal with those very, dispatch them very quickly, and get on with his agenda of making America great again.
Well, we can only hope so, Dan, but I would make my first prediction of 2017, and that is that when Benjamin Netanyahu comes to the White House, it'll be through the front door. What do you say?
Absolutely. With open arms and welcome, Mr. Prime Minister. I think that's a no-brainer.
So you say I'm not putting myself there too far out on the edge with that prediction, right?
Absolutely not. I think you're right on spot on, as they say in England.
Hey, there it is. The one and only Dan Perkins with us. Dan, thank you so much, as always. Dan is foreign policy contributor to DailySurge.com, TheHill.com, and also TheConstitutional.com. Thank you, Dan. 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Here we come, the West, the Lane, and the Lisa Green. Here we come, a wild dream, no fear to be seen. Love and joy come to you, and to you you're welcome too. And God bless you and send you a happy new year. And God send you a happy new year.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez. Live.
Hey, even here, we're in the country. We can join the Irish. Why not? Let's wrestle with them. I mean, you know, there's nothing worse than wrestling alone, Scott. I've always said so. And when you think about it, I mean, hey, look, it, we're blessing each other for a new year. And just pray that God's blessing of peace and prosperity and health would be yours this 2017, as we're all excited. Hey, by the way, we got a little bit of free time here. We're going to open up the phone lines because I want to get your read on this. 877-317-6432. 877-317-6432. We don't do this very often, but hey, look at, if you want to, tell us your thoughts. I'm curious, particularly on this next subject. This was an interview or comments made by Valerie Jarrett. And this has been consistent with what the Democrats, particularly what President Obama is trying to do in terms of salvaging his legacy, because there's been so much, contraindication and controversy over his legacy, how it's unfolding. But here's what Valerie Jarrett had to say, talking about President Obama's 8 years.
The president prides himself on the fact that his administration hasn't had a scandal and that he hasn't done anything to embarrass himself. But that's not because he's being someone other than who he is. That's because that's who he is. That's who they are. And I think that's what really resonates with the American people.
Now, do you really believe that this president has been scandal-free, or that the mainstream media hasn't done their job? Now, there are many people that would, you know, suggest, and this is why they're so upset with the mainstream media, because they feel they haven't done their job, they haven't looked into the things, whether you're talking about, and I don't know, you know, are we forgetting that Hillary Clinton had a homebrew server? She's the Secretary of State. That's his administration. That is not a scandal?
Well, I actually had three of them come to
mind.
But three came to mind almost immediately. And Hillary wasn't even a part of, well, she's a part of one of them. But Fast and Furious.
Yes.
Fast and Furious came to mind.
Yeah, the gun running down in Mexico, okay?
Yeah.
This is under Eric Holder, giving guns to the drug cartel down in Mexico. And, of course, the Mexicans, and you go, wait a minute, where are you guys at? I mean, you're upset because Donald Trump comes in and says, look, he wants to build a fence that's going to help you and help help America, and you guys get all riled up about that, but we have thousands of guns that the President of the United States and his Attorney General send down to Mexico to the cartel, and they're shooting up your zip codes over there, and, you know, it's like there's a mild reaction compared to Donald Trump saying, hey, look at it, he wants to make the border safe and secure for both sides?
Yeah. So that was the first one that came to mind, and I love how they did that. He basically told Eric Holder, you know, go investigate yourself. Tell me if you did anything wrong. The second one was, and that Fast and Furious was talked about a lot. Benghazi, the whole Benghazi thing, that's under his watch.
Right.
That's under him. Obviously, you've talked.
We had four Americans die in that, didn't we?
Yes.
Yeah, but it's scandal free.
And
one of them happened to be an ambassador.
Yeah, and you've talked about that extensively. And then the one that everybody seems to have forgotten and nobody wants to talk about, but this one is pretty egregious to me. The IRS was targeting conservative organizations.
Right.
That's a scandal.
Yeah. And you talk about fixing. Scott, you know, we talk about the system being rigged and fixing the deal. What did they do? I mean, because I think in some cases, there's still some Tea Party organizations that basically they had to unfold. They had to pack up their tents because they couldn't get tax exemption, right? And there's some that are still waiting, you know, and here it is 8 years later, six to 8 years later, they're still waiting on their tax exemption. Oh, but by the way, his brother who is associated with the Muslim Brotherhood, he not only gets fast-tracked his exemption, but, you know, Lois Lerner, that other person that we can't talk about that has nothing to do with scandal whatsoever, who got basically ushered out and retired a little bit sooner ahead of schedule with a golden parachute that any of us would love to have, but only with this government can you get this kind of golden parachute and be protected and sent on your merry way. Of course, she fast-tracks personally Malik Obama's exemption and extends it beyond her pay grade. She did not have the ability. I think she backtracked it and gave him exemption for, I think it might have been close to 36 months, and close to 3 years anyway. And I think she's only allowed to give up to 2 years, you know, backdating. And it was quite extensive. I might be off a little bit on that, but somewhere in that zip code roughly. As best I can recall. But she was able to do that. But to your point, the Tea Party, some of them either gone away, bye-bye, taken out of the process, but we can't talk about this. You know, that's not relevant in this conversation of rigging the system, right?
But, well, yeah. And you know, those, like I said, those were the first three that came to my mind. But then you also have things like... It was under his administration where Snowden told us about the NSA and their mass surveillance, you know, collecting all the phone data and stuff like that without warrants and stuff like that. That was under his watch. Obviously, the program wasn't started by him, but it's something that he still carried on. And then also, he paid for hostages.
Yes.
I mean, these are all if these aren't scandals, what are they?
Yeah, no. Again, what they're trying to do is cover these scandals. This is the thing about politics. If you listen to what they say, you just have to understand it's like the screw tape letters. You know, it's just the opposite what they tell you. You know, so you know the president tells you that there's no voter fraud. Eric Holder says there's no voter fraud. Why would you have to say there's no voter fraud if there isn't any voter fraud? If there isn't any voter fraud, why are we talking about it? And oh, yeah, by the way, why are people getting arrested and convicted of voter fraud if there's no voter fraud? So, I mean, this is all craziness. So they tell you that we don't have a labor problem, you know, that here we are. I mean, he says, look at all these jobs we created. And you get all these Democratic and liberal and progressive operatives. Oh, he's created all these jobs. What did we lose? I mean, that's like California. Governor Brown's talking about all the jobs and the businesses, new businesses that have come to California. But how many businesses, how many jobs did you chase away net? You know, it's like David Stockman. When David Stockman, you know, I don't know if you heard or not, but I fell off my chair when he told me, he said, Bill, we haven't created one net breadwinning job since 2000. We're 16 years later. This is the reality. See, this is what every man and woman of America is realizing. And this is why they felt disconnected from the Democratic Party. And they didn't want to hear from Hillary Clinton anymore because it was just more lies and more lies. Because there was nothing that you could hang your hat on and give them credence for. Now, in California, for some particular reason, they somehow can buy into it and say, oh, yeah, it makes sense. I mean, this is why, you know, they voted for Hillary over 4 million votes more than Donald Trump. I mean, what does that tell you? I mean, that state, and you've heard me say it time and again, is a one-party state. I mean, it is leaning so far over that it is not going to need an earthquake to go off into the ocean. I mean, it's going to be part of the Hawaiian chain of islands before you know it, because it is so disconnected from what's going on here. And you can argue that New York the same way. So here it is, the bookends of our country are coming up with things that go, wait a minute, how do you get this?
Well, between those two states, didn't she win those two states by like 6 million votes?
Oh, yeah, easy. Well, she had 4 million votes there just in the popular vote. So, you know, that, and so here they are, they're arguing this narrative that, she won in New York and California. I mean, if that's what you want, to move to either New York or California, that's, those are your people. That's who you need to be with. Well, we got to go to break. We'll be right back. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many people with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many of the nation's top plans, Walgreens offers copays now as low as $0 on select plans. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, which means you could be saving big. So switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Getting America back on track.
One thing about trains, it doesn't matter where they're going. What matters is deciding to get on. Merry Christmas!
Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Merry Christmas to you. Happy New Year. It is the season, and all dressed up in red and everything in a Santa's outfit because, well, that's a whole other story we'll talk about another time. New York Times bestselling author, commentator, analyst, and law professor, the one and only James Hurston, Mr. Christmas himself. How you doing, buddy?
Fantastic. Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad. Happy New Year.
Oh, my gosh. You got it all covered. That's what makes you so wonderful, buddy.
Oh, and Kwesi Kwanzaa.
Oh, yeah. Hey, like I've been telling people, whatever, you know, it's just like, you know, it seems like the guard is down a little bit. You and I talked about this, I think, last week, you know, in terms of the acceptance, you know, let's get out of the political correctness stuff. I mean, Merry Christmas, after all, it's a blessing. Accept the blessing. If you say Happy Kwanzaa, I'm not going to be offended to me. You know,
no,
it's not going to bother me.
Yeah, I would not be offended. And the thing about Christmas, of course, it is a legitimate national holiday.
Yeah.
It is. It's a tradition as long as we've had the country. It's part of Western European tradition. And it never was something. As a matter of fact, the greatest Christmas songs, the greatest Christmas entertainment ever produced were produced by people who were themselves not Christians.
Not Christians, exactly.
And
I mean,
that's because they understood.
That's right. That's right.
The state of mind, everybody.
And well, they say it's all, you know, the fix is in, because whenever you can get a bunch of Jewish people singing about Jesus, that's an issue. You know?
You know, Jesus happens to be one of those Jewish people, so I guess it's okay.
Yeah, I guess, after all. I mean, he's part of the faithful. But, speaking of stuff that's all kinds of goofy here, Facebook, it really cracks me up just reading the headline. Facebook fights fake news with fake fact checkers. I mean, is this a little bit like doing brain surgery on yourself?
I know. You can't help but have an alliteration when they're fixing fake news with fake fact checkers. And remember, we always put fake news, so-called fake news.
Mm, right.
Of course, because we know that the real purveyors of fake news are the so-called mainstream media that we listened to for a year and a half lying to us, and are lying to us right now because, according to them, it's the Russians that did the fake news.
Blame it on the Russians, yes, exactly.
Yeah, we blame everything on the Russians. You know, there was litter on the street here where I live in Newport Beach, California, and there were people blaming it on the Russians.
Yeah.
But the point is...
Well, 2 years ago was the sequester. Everything was on the sequester. Now it's...
That's right.
You know, something has to be blamed. So that's the boogeyman du jour right now.
That's right. Well, fake fake news was one of the original boogeyman that Hillary Clinton came out with when she first started speaking out about what caused her loss, other than the fact she's a bad candidate, ran a bad campaign and a cheating campaign.
Right.
But in any case, she said that fake news was a threat that should concern all Americans. It's an epidemic. In other words, it's a crisis. Mm-hmm. And Mark Zuckerberg, the founder and creator of Facebook, a lefty himself, succumbs very quickly to pressure by the left. He always does.
Mm-hmm.
And he does succumb also from pressure from the right, because, of course, Facebook had a scandal with their trending topics section where they were censoring conservative viewpoints. Mm-hmm. But that's exactly what Mark Zuckerberg is doing with this plan. He's going to have these fact-checking groups, okay? And these are ones we know well, beginning with Snopes and PolitiFact, but also ABC News, that great organization that reported
the bastion of truth and objectivity.
Yeah. Factcheck.org, the Associated Press, Washington Post Fact Checker. These people all have very dubious records. They're signing a code of principles from the Poynter Institute that's funded in great part by George Soros. The way this is going to work is the users are going to, if enough users question a news story, so this is an opportunity for left-wing trolls to pick out a news story they don't like because they hate, and particularly on the Trump issue, and then they'll say, oh, we've got to have this tested. And then they're going to send it to the fact-checkers. And then the fact checkers will deem whether it's considered a dubious story, where there has to be a disclaimer, a warning on it, with a link to the fact checkers. And Facebook also said what they may do is demote it, meaning that it won't get as much play time on Facebook. It'll be demoted in the news feed, and it will be ineligible for the paid promotion that sometimes occurs with stories. So it's a pre-censorship position.
Exactly.
It's an insult to the Facebook users.
Right, yes.
Because it says you're too stupid to know the difference between veracity and non-veracity, and we're going to have these left-wing fact-checkers. And by the way, let's talk about a couple of them.
Wait, before you go there, James, let's sure. think, first of all, what is the most popular demographic for Facebook?
It's
the millennials. The millennials. And they're not, look at, they know the jig is up. A lot of them turn to other news sources. They don't rely on Facebook, have not been. They kind of like, you know, it's a whole lot to do about nothing, because what are they going to do? I mean, yes, they've jury-rigged some stuff, but how much influence does Facebook have on regular news and healthy news distribution throughout this country? Because even the young millennials, they figured out and said, you know, my son tells me, Dad, this is a joke. I don't look to Facebook for news anyway. I just use it to, you know, do the Facebook thing that I want to do.
Well, that's true. That's true. There's no evidence, as Hillary Clinton tries to claim, that these hoax stories, some of which were comedic and parodies, that they influenced the election outcome. There's absolutely no evidence. And yeah, there's millennials tend to be kind of a lazy bunch. They don't check check sources as well as other people. They get news from late night comedy, but there's no evidence that fake news as defined by the media, which is all right of center, is any worse than, for example, the stories that are put out by the Huffington Post, MSNBC, CNN, for that matter.
Right.
But here's the funny thing. The people that are going to police, whether it's factual, here's one, PolitiFact. Get this. This is PolitiFact's track record. We all remember when candidate Barack Obama said, if you like your doctor, you can keep it. If you like your health plan, you can keep it. PolitiFact in 2008 said that was true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then in 2009, they changed it to half true. And then in 2013, they said it was the lie of the year. So they switch around. Mm-hmm. Another example is, when in 2012 Ron Paul was running for president, and he made the statement that the federal income tax rate was zero until 1913. That, by the way, that's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
PolitiFact said it was half true. And then when Jim Webb, at the time he was Democratic senator for Virginia, said the same thing, PolitiFact said it was mostly true.
Mm-hmm.
So when a Democrat says it, it's mostly true. When a Republican says it, it's half true. And this Snopes is wrong, has a terrible track record. Snopes is supposed to be the place to look to find out truth or falsity.
Right.
And their staff, as the Daily Caller has investigated, is almost all, not just lefties, but far left, from websites that most people have never heard of, like Raw Story and Truth Out. And these people on their social media accounts have expressed incredible contempt for conservatives, Republicans, for non-minority Americans, and, of course, for President-elect, soon-to-be President, Donald Trump. And I just, these are the people that Zuckerberg has put in charge. They're the truth panel.
Mm-hmm.
And so what this is going to be is a censorship of anything that praises the Trump administration, probably anything that criticizes John Podesta and Hillary Clinton and the stories that they are putting out, or Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. So it's basically a very bad decision by Mark Zuckerberg, led by his ideology, and it's going to benefit his competitors if they stay clean, meaning Twitter, Instagram, Google Plus, and lots of other competitors.
Well, this is like the Tin Man with no heart. I mean, you know, they're looking for a yellow brick road to go dancing down in, you know, in La La Land here. You know that. I know that. Their own constituency understands it, except for those that it's the gospel and the grape juice that they've been used to drinking. But how does that help the country outside of everything else? I mean, there is something here that we need to focus on, and that is the United States of America, not elitism, and not the stuff that got us in this mess to begin with. But these guys are not going to go away easy. I mean, that's what I've been saying with the Democrats, James. The Democrats, look, get over yourselves. We need you in the fight. We need you talking, making sense. You know, get out of this boogeyman, Don Quixote windmill-chasing attitude that you guys got. And let's get in here and let's get about the people's business, you know?
Well, I mean, at a time when Americans, according to polls, distrust the media more than any time in history, we need a healthy and free alternative media.
Right.
And unfortunately, what the left wants to do is to silence people that disagree with them.
Mm.
We see it in the... That's what political correctness is all about.
Of course.
And so this is another attempt, if you will, to silence opposing points of view by labeling it as fake news and putting fake news police in charge,
mm-hmm.
who are biased themselves.
It's all about invalidation. Once again, it was the individual, now it's the group. Anytime they can invalidate and get you out of the debate, somehow they figure they win. But it's a lose-lose proposition, and this has been proven time and time again. James Hurston, New York Times best-selling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. James, have a Merry Christmas, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right, you too, and all of the listeners to Bill Martinez Live.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Ben Gordon.